Tonight's baseball recap for Thursday, July 2nd, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We had two area teams in action on Thursday with 1A and 2A playoffs starting on Friday night. It was Kemper hosting Dennis and Schleswig in a final regular season game between the two teams that are third and fourth going into the game in the Hawkeye 10. Kemper would take the lead in the fourth inning. Brendan Vanami led it off with a single. Griffin Bauer then had a sack bunt. Alex Pudens got hit by a pitch. He ended up getting hit by a pitch twice in the game. Charlie Mayhall then came in and hit a 2-RBI double out to right field. Ball escaped past the right fielder. That allowed Thomas Pottebaum, who was running for Pudens, to score. Vanami had scored prior to that on the single, and that put the Knights up 2-0. They would extend it to 3-0 right after that as Caden Kopic singled again out to right field, scoring Charlie Mayhall, and that gave the Knights a 3-0 lead. Dennis and Schleswig answered in the fifth inning. They would score two runs, got some help from a Kemper defense that was good but not great on Thursday night. The Knights finished with four errors but gave up just five hits. They gave up two runs, though, in the top of the fifth on a hit and two errors, but that was all they would give up. They got a pretty good solid night of pitching and did a nice job defensively after that. Offensively, they did okay. They ended up with four hits in the game, but that was enough to get those three runs across the board. Maybe the key play of the game came in the top of the seventh. Brendan Vanami, he can come in to pitch and try to pick up the save with Kemper on top 3-2. Dennis and Schleswig got a single to start the inning, and the Knights faked a throw over to first base and faked like the ball had been thrown away. The runner, very confused, kind of started to run to second, then kind of stopped, thought about running back to first, didn't know for sure what to do, ends up getting tagged out by Vanami, who never threw the ball. And as the pitcher, he ran over and tagged the runner out for the first out. The Knights would get the next two batters out, and they would end up winning that game by a final of 3-2. Brendan Vanami went 1-for-3 at the plate and scored a run. He also threw one inning, giving up one hit and striking out two to earn the save. Griffin Bauer went 2-for-2 with a couple of stolen bases, made a couple of nice catches out in center field as well. Charlie Mayhall went 1-for-2 with a double, had 2 RBI and scored a run, and Caden Kopic went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Now, Caden Hondelos threw three innings, giving up two hits and four strikeouts. He started the game, went three innings. Of course, Ben Cook then came in, got the win as the Knights grabbed the lead in the fourth with him on the hill. He threw three innings, giving up one hit and two runs. Neither one of those were earned, and he struck out four. Again, Kemper defeating Dennis and Schleswig last night by a final of 3-2. Our other game was South Central Calhoun at OABCIG. I think the Titans kind of trying to save some pitching for their postseason game on Friday. Marshall Bunt had a pretty good night at the plate. He finished 2-for-2 with a double and scored one of their three runs. His double and his single both were off the wall out in the outfield, so he hit the ball very hard. All three of the Titans' runs came as OABCIG tried to pick a runner off of first base with a runner at third. The ball would get thrown away, and the Titans would end up scoring the runner from third on all three of those plays. Now, Charlie Natras went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Marshall Bunt was 2-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Pierce Davis went 1-for-2 with a run scored as well. Avery Patterson, he ended up throwing 3 1/3 innings, giving up 8 hits and 5 earned runs. He would strike out 2. Now, Kemper, with their win earlier, they moved to 21-9 on the year. They'll be back in action at Tuesday in their opening playoff game. They'll play the winner of Friday night's game between Manson Northwest Webster and Alta Aurelia. South Central Calhoun, with the loss, falls to 6-12, as again, they lost 17-3 in 5 innings of play. At 6-12, the Titans are back in action Friday in the opening round of the Class 2A playoffs. They'll take on Greene County in Ogden. That's an early game at 5 o'clock. And then if they win, they'll advance to take on Roland Story, who got a bye in the opening round. If you missed any of the details, again, all of the box score stuff is typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.